This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 558, How to Close Part 2 with Control.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn the importance of the closing question in IELTS Speaking Part 2, so you are calm and confident on your speaking exam.
Hey Jessica, how you hanging in there? How you doing?
I'm doing great. We have soccer practice tonight, and cool. I'm looking forward to that. It's all planned.
Okay.
I'm very organized. I know what my targets are for the practice. I know a lot of people go into coaching kids, and it's just kind of like, it's just fun. It's just games. And we do have lots of fun. It is super fun. Yeah. We even, like, there's some dancing that happens during practice, but mm-hmm. I still want to have specific takeaways for them. I can't take the teacher out of myself. So, like, I need my learning targets for each practice.
It's the influence of the podcasting, too, I think, for sure. Like, when you're a podcaster, you have to think in an organized way when you're trying to present ideas, right?
Totally.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah, and it's all very focused on, like, as a podcaster, it's focused on you guys, on the listeners, on you listening to us right now. What are you going to be able to take away from this episode and actually use?
I love that.
It has to be functional.
Oh, so cool. So cool. So that's great. That's a good lead in for today then. I mean, what are we talking about today for our listeners? How are we going to help them hike those scores up on the IELTS?
So the focus is on part two closing question. This is something you need to know about the exam, what happens on test day, and what it means. Why is that there? So what happens in speaking part two, guys? You may know this part already, but you're given a topic and you take notes for a minute and then you talk for 2 minutes. So those notes, guys, they need to be in English, okay? Please don't write your notes in your first language, because then you're just encouraging yourself to translate while you're talking. And, like, furthermore, I would say choose something that is already in English to talk about. So, for instance, if you're asked to talk about a TV or a movie or a book, try to choose something that you've seen or read in English, because it's way easier to describe and then there's way less translating.
Yeah, I mean, we want to get away from the translating. At this point, if you guys are taking IELTS, you're reaching for that 7 or that 8. You're not translating, right, guys? I mean, let's get away from that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what gets in the way of our fluency, right? It makes you slow. That's where, like, a lot of the uhs and ums come from, is we're trying to do too much in our head. So only in English. So, okay. So after you talk for 2 minutes, the examiner has a couple questions that she or he can ask you. And this is called a closing question. So depending on where you went with your answer, the examiner has two choices, like which question would make sense to ask you. So guys, this question is simply there just to finish the 2 minutes nicely. You don't have to give a long answer to this closing question. Like don't just give a word, obviously, but one or two sentences is enough. It's not supposed to invite you to talk for a long time. You just did that. So the closing question, guys, remember, just give like a sentence or two, and that's enough. All right, so sometimes you are not asked this closing question. And this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Like, what does that mean if you're not asked the closing question? Recently, Lindsay and I did an amazing episode about why you get really hard questions in part three. What does that mean? So this is kind of adding to your knowledge about the speaking exam, guys. All right. So there's only two reasons why the examiner may not ask you that closing question. The first one is that you totally misunderstood the topic. Like, you did not talk about the right thing at all. And so neither of the questions make sense. And then the examiner cannot ask them and just goes directly to part three. Because we've talked about going off topic before on the show. Can we go off topic in part two, Lindsay?
Well, I think that we can if it's related, like maybe we have some leeway, right, Jessica? A little bit of leeway, but it has to be a coherent, like, reason why we slightly veered in another direction. Like, it has to kind of indirectly answer the question.
Totally. It still has to be related to the topic. And you have to communicate that directly about why you are changing the direction in your answer. If, for example, you're asked about a book you've read that you want to read again, and maybe you're not a big reader, maybe you only read magazines or something, I don't know, you're just not a big reader, you like really cannot recall the last book that you read. Yeah. So that's okay, you guys, but you have to communicate that. So you could start your answer by saying, oh God, I was terrified that I would get a topic about books. I know this happens on the test and I didn't want it to happen to me because, to be honest, I'm just not a big reader, but I can read. I guess what I read most is the newspaper. And then you could talk about that, right? Perfect. But it's still connected. It's about reading and you're describing information. So it's fine. But you just have to recognize that from the beginning.
Yeah, I like how in that answer you expressed your shock in a very native and natural way. So you probably increased your vocabulary score right there. And then you did a nice transition explaining why you're going in that other direction. And then you would probably go into your answer about newspapers in depth. I feel like that's a really good way to increase the score, just even when you're thrown off with that kind of question. Doesn't apply, right?
Right. But as a side note, guys, as someone who really wants people to do the best on the exam, you should be prepared for any of the topics. I mean, that's why in the Three Keys IELTS Success System, guys, that's why a big part of that system is the study plan, because it is preparing you for a wide variety of topics. I mean, nobody wants to feel that, be in that situation on test day where you get a topic that you literally have nothing to say about. So that's a huge part of Three Keys IELTS, guys, is going through the study plan and doing all of the recommended activities, because that's how it's designed, to give you that breadth of experience that you'll have stuff to say and write about.
Yep, you're right. You walk in with that confidence that you can handle anything that they're going to throw you. Love it.
Hello, awesome listeners and IELTS candidates. If you need to improve your writing, we have a very special opportunity for you. Lindsay and I are doing a Writing Task 2 webinar on May 9th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. To sign up, get your name on that list, attend our webinar, go to allearsenglish.com/writing. That's allearsenglish.com/WRITING. Exactly. So as I said, there are two reasons why you may not be asked the closing question. And this is completely honest, guys. The second reason is the examiner's fault. Maybe they are in a rush. They're trying to cut time. So they'll just cut out that closing question, which they're not supposed to do, by the way, and they will get in trouble for. Or maybe they didn't time it right. Maybe they let you talk for too long, like longer than the 2 minutes, and they have to finish part two in 3 to 4 minutes. And maybe they've gone a little bit past that. So then they don't have time to ask you that closing question. So I guess if you're not asked the closing question, but you know you talked about the topic because it's something obvious, like describe your best friend. You know you described your best friend for 2 minutes. Don't freak out if you're not asked the closing question. Remember that the examiner is a person, they're doing a job, and there may be other reasons for their actions or behavior. It's not all personal. It's not all because of your performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't let it throw you off. The most important thing, and that's why in Three Keys IELTS, we give you guys those step-by-step strategies so you can focus on what you can do to increase your score, what the examiner is looking for. There's a lot of things that might be going through the examiner's head and you have no idea what they are, nor should you.
Right.
Right? I mean, you focus on what you can control. And when you are in Three Keys IELTS, you learn that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And we tell you exactly what to expect on test day. What happens on the speaking exam? What is the examiner doing? Why are they doing that? That's a huge way to decrease anxiety. If you know exactly what's going to happen and you know what the examiner is looking for in your writing and listening for in your speaking.
Yeah.
And just looking at the public descriptors, anybody can go online and Google IELTS task 2 descriptor and you'll see the public version of what you're graded on, right? Mm-hmm. But that's really hard to understand because it's not all immediately obvious. So in Three Keys IELTS, we explain what the requirements are and how exactly you should practice those skills to satisfy that. It's about strategy and being efficient with your time. You know, you need to be practicing exactly what you need that's connected to the scoring system and nothing else. Like don't waste your time with activities that aren't going to help your IELTS score.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So this is good. This is important to know. I mean, these are really good insights into the exam. Any final takeaways for our listeners today, Jessica? Anything on the speaking test?
Yeah, for sure, guys. Just be honest and be yourself, because that's how we pivoted to talk about something else in part two. I was honest about not having experience with the topic, and then I could directly pivot to something I could talk about. So that's the key, guys. Whenever you're in doubt about what to say, maybe your mind wandered and you didn't hear the question, just be honest out loud, directly recognize it, and then deal with that, right?
Yes.
And then move on to something you can talk about.
I love it. I love it. And when you go through Three Keys IELTS, guys, you have that step-by-step system. So you know how to build the skills. You know what to do each day to build those skills that are going to make you feel bulletproof when you go into the exam. I love that feeling.
Bulletproof.
Awesome. Bulletproof.
That should be our new motto. Three Keys makes you bulletproof. I love it.
It's so good. It's so good. So guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we recommend the personal coach level because that is where you get to meet with Jessica twice on Skype to do the mock speaking test and a writing lesson, which we know that the writing test is really tricky and we can show you how to increase that score.
Yeah. And every single personal coach session, guys, I could tell you that I identify, I would say like three to five things this student has to change. And it's different from student to student, but 3 to 5 things this student has to fix in the next 2 weeks, in the next 3 weeks, whatever time they have before the exam that will directly increase their score. So just that 1 hour, just that is invaluable.
Oh, that's worth it. That's worth it. Awesome. All right, Jessica. Well, this has been fun. Thanks for hanging out today. And remember, guys, we are looking for your reviews in iTunes. So go on over and leave us a review in the iTunes store if you haven't done it yet. And Jessica, we have a contest going on this month, don't we?
Yeah. So guys, we are going to choose one fortunate reviewer. And that person is going to get 15 minutes with me on Skype. So it's definitely worthwhile, guys. Go to iTunes, leave us a review for this podcast. Ask us your IELTS questions.
Yes.
We love connecting with you guys. This is one of the main ways we do it, is to get questions from you guys. So leave us a review on iTunes and we will announce the name of the lucky student at the end of this month.
Awesome. This has been super helpful, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today and we'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Awesome. Have a good day, Lindsay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.